when I was a young child. And yes, there are young children. I wasn't afraid of anything concrete, but I was afraid almost constantly. Of what? Uncertainty. There was always tension, stress about everything. It isn't fair to say where it came from, but in a family of four, there can only be so many people responsible for the unit's well-being, or otherwise. There was a lot of shouting and slamming of doors. There wasn't a lot of comforting and hugging. It was England in the 1970s, and I'm certain this was nothing out of the ordinary. Those were the days of Sunday best and stiff upper lips. It was a dark time, really, for everyone. The accent you spoke the Queen's English with was very important if you wanted to get on and be someone. Getting on and being someone was important and usually involved good jobs and a solid family in a nice house. Good, nice, solid. I always assumed that I would achieve those things. I just thought I was on some kind of track. I was about 25 when I realised it didn't work like that. The track didn't exist. This perhaps makes me feel ashamed now, it taking so long to understand. But I have to remember the fear I grew up with and the suffocation it involved. When you're constantly afraid that everything is about to blow up, it makes the idea of planning something a luxury you cannot afford. So I just was. I didn't think about what I would be. And then, at 25, I got fired from a job I hated. I was unemployed for 6 months and really lost, until I managed to relax and enjoy life in a way I had never imagined possible. I spent hours in conversation with my friend Mel. We drank beer and smoked cigarettes and read poetry. And the fear disappeared.